Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today as we are kicking off the weekend. And to do that, let's bring in the author of the book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. All-around great guy, political analyst, well-to-do guy, professor of political science, and that's Dr. Wilfred Riley. What's up, my man?
Not much. Good to be back on the show, Rich.
Got another commie elected in Seattle. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, I mean, in Seattle, I mean, that's pretty much the debate in the politics, right? It's like the Democrats versus the socialists, as I recall. Like, there's a residual kind of rump Republican Party that every so often, you know, insists on holding, you know, Flag Day celebrations and so on. Yeah, they elected a 42-year-old woman. I think she's had, you said 19. I read it as 20 different jobs.
20 different jobs, like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily be right. But I mean, it's her parents still give her money. I thought that was the craziest thing. So like this. And now, one thing here, I don't want to go on a whole rant.
$2,200 a month, by the way, they give her. It's like two grand a month or something like that. It's not cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like she's still fully subsidized by her parents. Like about a third of her income comes from her parents. I think she also has a trust fund. And what I was going to say there is that this kind of represents the extension of childhood to this crazy boundary that we're seeing today. And I mean, you see this across a lot of conversations where there'll be a debate about whether a great number of children were killed, unfortunately, in a war, or whether some political figure is, quote unquote, a pedophile. And you'll realize that the definition of child that's being used is like any minor in the UN sense, which is like under 21. You can be on your parents' health insurance until you're 27, I believe. It's through year 26. So we're extending the time at which people are treated like kids into your 20s, sometimes into your 30s. Like, average age of marriage for women is 31. You know, peak fertility for humans is 23. So this is an example of this. I mean, this leader who's had some pretty powerful positions in addition to just the junior executive random crap is 40. She's supported by her family, and she's comfortable about that, and she still talks about it. She's talking about student loan debt and these kind of things. So this is characteristic of a whole movement, a whole generation out there. And she was elected. I mean, she won by a decent margin. So people approved of that message, and they wanted her in there, kind of fighting for the struggling 40-year-old babies.
Babies. I mean, yeah, no, look, and Donnie is another one. I mean, it's not like that guy came from a family that was struggling. She's a trust fund baby. Wasn't he a trust fund kid as well?
Yeah, and I mean, Mom Donnie is 37, so this is, I mean, I, for whatever reason, my age seems to be kind of a secret. Like on Wikipedia, they say I'm between like 40 and 43 or something. But I mean, I'm 42 years old. I'm a normal early middle-aged man. And a lot of these political figures that people are describing as like young and dashing are my age. Like when you look at Mom Donnie, he's 37. His wife's a little older. I think she's 38 or 39. This person is 43. And you, even if you go beyond that to Angela Bel Camino, for example, a famous Twitter comedian and so on, is 44. She's just now announced she's looking for someone to have a kid with. So it's this weird contrast between what we've been taught to think of life and childhood as being and sort of biology. So, yeah, Mom Donnie got to his late 30s without really ever having done much of anything. He was a popular guy because of his role in the nightlife scene. He was able to win one of those kind of assemblyman, committeeman posts in New York. But prior to that, I don't really think he'd had a formal job. He'd been a showrunner on his mom's movie sets. He was a rapper. He made some decent money doing that. He was the rapper Mr. Cardamom. Anyone who's interested in the audience can look up the single Number One Spice, where they use like the traditional African spice trade as a metaphor for selling drugs. They're running around with like bags of salt and pepper and so on. It's an interesting video. But anyway, I mean, that's what this guy was doing. And this guy has gotten to a point where he's just a couple years in back of myself and you. And now he's the totally inexperienced mayor of the financial capital of the world.
Yeah, and I guess there's something here, and I'm trying to put my finger on it, with these people who either come from money or have their parents still give them money and then have socialist ideas. Because there's something to that, right? Where the government becomes basically your parents, and the government provides for you, and the government takes care of you from cradle to grave, mm-hmm. as other Democrats have said. And then the government makes sure that you've got your housing, you've got your food, you've got your clothing, you've got everything, except maybe a job, but you've got everything else that you need.
Yeah, I mean, not to be crude, but the term they use in Sweden is erection to resurrection, like from conception to death. I mean, death is now, mutually assisted suicide? Death is now a state-provided benefit. Priests and so on, I don't know how they work in the mutual suicide system, but are state-subsidized to some extent, even in England, certainly in the Nordic countries. And, I mean, obviously, your pregnancy, that's all treated by national health care. So literally, from the moment of your conception until the moment you die, there is a growing idea in the West that you should exist within this cocoon of services. And yeah, I see why this appeals to rich kids. I mean, mm-hmm. I see why it would appeal to anyone until you start paying taxes. Like, if you don't mind a goofy story, I worked for a canvas organization when I was in college, one of those door-to-door sales outfits. We worked on everything from liberal and conservative causes to selling magazines. It's a fun college job. But, yeah. When at the end of each month, people would get paid. We got paid once monthly, and a lot of people were making $20, $25 an hour when they were out there for the causes. And so all these kind of hippie types, these college men that were working for Environment America during the summer, would get a check for $10,000, and then they'd see they were actually getting, you know, $4,980 or whatever, and would ask, what's all this? Where's my money? And you'd have to kind of explain taxes to them. I mean, I myself was only like 28 at the time, if that. I was in grad school. But at that point, that's when most people start becoming a little less lib. And if you never get to that point, if you never see, well, this is war and the military, or this is tax in the business world, or the implications of what you're doing, this is immigration and law enforcement, you can hold on to these ideas really for your entire life. But yeah, if your parents have subsidized everything you've ever had, you've never had to work, so you don't have much conception of work, you've never had to join the military, you're probably not exactly a three-sport varsity athlete if we're talking about this type of person. The idea that life should be provided to you, mm-hmm. regardless of whether you could earn anything, I think that is extremely tempting, yeah.
And I think it goes with Dr. Wilfred Riley, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, your book. I mean, it goes with the idea that we have not done a good job in this country of teaching people why communism and socialism works. I mean, there's a clip, and I think, Matt, do we have it still of Hillary Clinton? Do we still have that one?
If not, yes, I do have it.
Okay. In the meantime, though, let me play the Seattle mayor-elect Katie Wilson. As a progressive and as a socialist, I believe in good government here. Now, this is cut number 8. Go ahead.
And as a socialist, I believe in good governance. Our government is how we act collectively, how we accomplish the things that can only be done together. I believe that our city should be able to tackle big challenges and take on big, ambitious projects. And I believe it is a very bad thing when people begin to lose faith in the ability of their government to be responsive and effective and to deliver results for its constituents. I look forward to working alongside all of the dedicated public servants who work for the city of Seattle.
And you know, Dr. Riley, in New York, they're bringing over Lydia Kahn, who was at the FTC, and she quoted that commie Eugene Debs, who basically said, and Mandami said the same thing too. You know, let us believe there's no problem too big for government to solve, and no problem too small for government to take up. I mean, we've gone a long way from Ronald Reagan saying the three scariest words in the English language are "I'm from the government and I'm here to help," or the scariest words in the English language. I'm not good at math, but you get the point. I mean, we've come a long way from that with this new generation.
Yeah, no, that's actually kind of the line I was going to use, that a lot of this is kind of the anti-Ronald Reagan. And I mean, Ronald Reagan is talking about government. There's almost a sense of contrasting moralities here, kind of yeoman morality. I want to be left alone. I'm a free man. I can make it on my own. I'd rather be hungry occasionally, eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, than go on welfare and have to report to the state. There's that versus the modern moral idea. And it's not an evil idea. It's just the op idea, the opponent, the enemy's idea. But of I'm a human being and I deserve to be subsidized. If I ask to be subsidized, I'm in the same society. So there's a real clash of ideas here. And Reagan is referring to government in the sense that you or I would think of it, like the EPA agent who comes to your land and tells you you might have a wetland on your hands and, you know, conducts some study to see whether you can use your own property. You know, the highway planning department that builds a road through the center of your city. Even the military that says we're going to need X percentage of the males in this age clade to volunteer to fight. That's what people have always thought of government as being, the person that comes and takes from you so that, sure, you can give to your society. What these people who are on the taker rather than the giver side see government as being is the source of good things. So it's the government that sends the check to your mailbox on the first of every month. I don't think that's an exaggeration. It's the government that gives you food. I got into a huge argument on Facebook the other day because someone said, well, the maximum amount you can get on food stamps in Illinois or Kentucky is $994 a month for a family of three. And I looked that up, and that's correct. But, I mean, unless I'm misreading that, that's two parents and a kid. Like, that's a lot, honestly, one parent, two kids, let's be real. But that's a lot of money for three people to spend on food. I don't spend $1,000 a month on food, and I'm doing pretty well. So, and people were angry at me for saying that. That was the point. People were saying, well, no, that's crazy. Do you even know what a steak costs? All this type of stuff. But to a lot of modern people, the government is the person that, when you're out of work at 36 as a male, gives you $1,000 a month for food. And that's what we're seeing with Mamdani. That's what we're seeing with this Seattle candidate. People are glad to support that idea of government. I personally can't stand that idea of government because that money for those people is coming from somebody else.
Let's play. This is Lydia Kahn, who was a tyrant over at the FTC, and talking about all these laws that we have that we need to use. And she loves them. Cut number 11.
Coming from the FTC, I'm going to be especially focused on things like how do we make sure that we have a full accounting of all of the laws and authorities that the mayor can unilaterally deploy. I think one thing that was really shocking to me at the FTC was just how much dormant and unused and underused authorities had just been on the books. Like literally Congress had passed laws, sometimes saying things as uncontroversial as it should be illegal to say your products are made in America when they aren't. And sometimes they had just been ignored by the FTC and not really enforced. So, you know, want to make sure that to the extent that the city has a robust set of laws that the mayor can enforce, that we're going and understanding what is the full authority.
What is the, you know, there's no end to how much power they can find to justify their ability to govern, Dr. Wilfred Riley. And so even if Albany doesn't give Mamdani what he wants, Lydia Kahn is coming in to find ways in which he can still create the socialist utopia that he's promising everyone.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these people remind me of one of the villains in Harry Potter, like the lady with the Brooks Brothers pink suits who appeared perfectly nice and sweet, but who said, you can't do anything, that's been a school tradition forever, and all of you are locked down for this period of time, and literally give up your arms. I mean, it was mm-hmm. things we've seen in reality, in real life. Something a lot of people don't understand is that there's a massive weight of law. When Mr. Smith goes to Washington and says, you know, there ought to be a law, that law, if he's a popular representative, is passed more often than not. And that law becomes part of, I guess it'd be the USCS, if we're on the civil side, United States Compiled Statutes. Lawyers in the audience might correct me. And
you are a lawyer.
Yeah, I am, but I mean, I make mistakes sometimes. I'm talking fast on the air. You know, I'm a Kentucky guy. I'm not a federal practitioner.
I mean, I'm just like, don't pretend you're not a lawyer, okay, Dr. Wilfred Riley? I know what's the old joke? There's a lot of jokes about lawyers, but it's not, you know, I mean... Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you're right. I'm not a veterinarian. You know, if I make a legal mistake, I just make a legal mistake. You know? But so the point, though, is that if you go to a lawyer's office, those books you see on the shelves are the statutory law for each state, for the country, tax law, maritime law, if you've got a good specialized lawyer, D.C. law. And you notice that they fill up an entire bookshelf. You can buy them by the yard, actually. There are services that will sell you as a dentist or as an attorney, like X weight of books, like 70 pounds cost so much, so you can look educated. But at any rate, I mean, within those books, yes, there are all kinds of crazy regulations that say everything. And when you look at these rich guys that are claiming, like, depreciation on the gargoyles on their castle, that's actually fully legal. You know, like, if you have a top-tier Mandrake the Magician-style accountant, you can do most things. And it's the same across most sectors of business. Like, I'm sure an FCC deputy commissioner would be able to look through New York and NYC statutory law and say, well, the mayor can do this, this, this. He can get around Albany using this method, so mm-hmm. on down the line. And unfortunately, I mean, that probably will help Mamdani achieve some of the things he wants to achieve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The new mayor of Seattle is Katie Wilson. I want to read you a quote from what she said. She said, access to affordable, healthy food is a basic right. We cannot allow giant grocery chains to stomp all over our communities, close stores that will leave behind food deserts. Together, we can build a Seattle where fresh food is for everyone, not just for those who can afford it. Food deserts are not natural. Corporations create them when they abandon our communities. Can you unscramble that word salad for me, since we're using food metaphors?
Yeah. Well, what she's saying actually is profoundly frightening, and I don't really think she has the power to do it as a mid-sized city mayor. I mean, Seattle, about a third the size of Philly or Chicago, about 700,000 people. But, I mean, what she's saying is we're not going to let business leave our city. Like, we're not going to let stores close. We're going to threaten everything from lawsuits to probably behind-the-scenes riots to prevent businesses from pursuing the profit motive, and that's really problematic. The whole food deserts conversation, by the way, it's like the white flight conversation that I discuss in my book, where the narrative in mainstream upper middle class life is kind of, for whatever reason, when perfectly normal middle class black people began to move into integrated big city neighborhoods, whites immediately left. This had nothing to do with back and forth violence. This had nothing to do with the riots in the cities at this time. This was just caused by racism. And I unpack that and say, well, this is obviously isn't true. Food deserts are kind of the same sort of thing. Like, food deserts exist in dangerous high crime areas where businesses don't make a profit by opening up. We have plenty of all-white food deserts here in Appalachia. So you can't tell Kroger to open up a nice store with a Starbucks in it across the street from a trailer park, and that's even more true across the street from the projects. And the entire conversation just sort of ignores that. The idea is that somehow there's so much racism or so much classism that these businesses are turning down profitable chances to open blockbuster stores because of hate. And at some level, we all know that that's not the case. And Wilson is giving the game away. She's saying we're actually not going to let these businesses make aggressive financial choices to move out of our city. And, you know, we'll see how that goes in the courts. I don't think that's possible.
No, and I mean, I'm sure there's a whole generation of people who are listening, or maybe not listening to this because they're you know, playing video games or something, but they don't see the downside to a government-run grocery store, maybe because we have not done a good job of explaining how these things don't work. I mean, maybe the fault is not in the stars. Maybe the fault is within us. We haven't done a good job of this, but maybe it's been on purpose. I'm going to play you a clip of... But before I play the clip of Hillary Clinton, I just want to get your thoughts on that. I mean, why is it that they think that a government-run grocery store is not only an idea that can work, but is actually a good idea? Like, why is that?
Well, I think it's the point you and I both hit on in writing and in, you know, speeches and so on. Like, we have done a very bad job of teaching about the great enemy of the past century. And, you know, as bad as Hitler and his, you know, black-garbed SS fighting men and so on were, the great enemy of the last century wasn't Nazism, which is a specific thing that happened in reaction to World War One restrictions on the Germans. We beat the Nazis in 4 years. The great enemy of the past century was communism. So, I mean, you had Mao's great leap forward when probably millions of people were killed by cannibals, if you read between the lines. You know, we had the Cambodian genocide, the killing fields, where they literally marched every intellectual out into the country to grow rice, and they all died. We had Lenin. We had Stalin. We had the smaller but no less savage communist dictatorships in Africa, Angola, and so on down the line. I mean, even I'm not the greatest supporter of Rhodesia, but even Rhodesia collapsing into Zimbabwe was not a move forward, at least for many years. So we had this terrible thing happen that went on over 80 years, and we just kind of don't talk about it. Like, I don't think there's a major fiction movie that displays the collapse of the Berlin Wall as an American victory, like as a triumph for Mr. Reagan. That just, it didn't happen. So I think when you start talking, communist ideas kind of sound like they make sense. And if I can spend maybe 20 seconds on this, like we've all worked at Burger King or whatever, had the little Peter Pan hat on. And when you work there on a Friday night, you see high school couples coming in on, you know, semi-dates. 20 people are in the store at a time. Each meal, it's not cheap. It costs $10. You realize, well, this store is making $7,000 tonight. And then you realize, you know, it's not dishonorable. I'm making 10 bucks an hour, but I am making $60 tonight. What happened to the other $6,940? That's the question that makes people communists. And in fact, there's an answer, which is somebody has to pay the franchise fee for that store. Somebody has to keep the giant glowing neon arch turned on outside. You know, there are 15 of you little guys working in the back, not one. But the communist question is very tempting, and we haven't explained communism versus capitalism. So, last sentence, there are all kinds of problems with a government-run grocery store. Who's going to pay for all the food in it? Isn't that going to chase any real grocery stores like the small Arabic and Korean merchants out of hood in poor white neighborhoods? The issues just go on and on. But the basic idea of can't the state give people food sounds logical. It sounds tempting. And that's the issue with communism. That's also the issue with mercantilism on the right. Like, it sounds tempting to say just let's close the border. Not just America first. Let's not mess with any of these other countries. And the issue only comes up when you realize, okay, well, where do ebony, cobalt, all the things we use for luxuries, the things that we put in our phones, where do they come from? Maybe it'd be useful to have some allies. Communism is like that, but on the other side of the fence and worse.
Here's Hillary Clinton on that point about the far right is worse than the far left. This is the fiction that's being peddled here to the point of why we don't talk about all the atrocities of communism. Take a listen.
They were so scared of the communists that they were willing to make accommodation with the fascists. And one lesson we should learn from history, and including in this country right now, if you've got a real danger from either the far right or the far left, take the far right more seriously. Because the far left just doesn't have the staying power in most societies and doesn't have the public support that is able to be, created, catalyzed, because they say and do things that make no sense to most ordinary people. The idea that our biggest worry in our country is wokeism, give me a break. I mean, literally. We are dealing with the most authoritarian threat to the future of our country that we've ever, ever confronted, you know? And so...
And so, Dr. Riley, that was done on purpose, in my opinion, of this notion of making people believe that communism was not so bad, because let's face it, let's be honest, let's say the quiet part out loud, a lot of these liberal teachers who lied to our kids they sympathize. They sympathize with the writings of Karl Marx. This is something that they believe deeply in their hearts.
Yeah, the old term that my uncles used to use was pinko. Like, you're not quite a communist, and it would be insulting to call you that, but you're some union guy, Democrat, and you would like tax rates to be at 60%. And, you know, you've probably read the Little Red Book and so on. And I actually would disagree with Hillary Clinton for that reason. I think there are a lot of pinkos, except maybe among young working class white men who really have been kind of disenfranchised. But except there, I don't think there are a lot of people that are casually sympathetic to the hard right. Like, I see a lot of people walking around in Che Guevara t-shirts. I don't see a lot of people walking around with swastika earrings. Like, like, I don't see that equivalent. So I actually see the point Hillary's trying to make. Hillary Clinton actually was in a heck of a position when she was in power, because the Democratic Party is about 50-50 divided between people like her, who are, you know, a little commie for me, but who are as ruthless as, you know, Trump and Vance. I mean, there are a lot of jokes, quote unquote, about Bill and Hillary Clinton's opponents disappearing.
So, well, yeah,
these, you know,
going on suicide
humor,
watch.
Yeah.
Another Clinton, enemy going on suicide watch.
Well, it's like that Enron guy who shot himself in the back of the head three times. But anyway, so but you have those ruthless political operatives that can go toe-to-toe with the Trumps and trade punches about equally. She lost by 1 point. And then you have, like, the weirdo commies, like the people from, I don't mean to make fun of it, but sort of esoteric minority groups from around the world. Like, we're now seeing the Somali diaspora enter politics. You know, the white kids with feathers in their hair and, you know, 2 ounce jade blocks in their ears. Like, that's the other half of the Democratic Party. And you could tell Hillary Clinton can't stand those people. So, I mean, her critique of the far left was like, they believe in lunatic nonsense. Like, I'm pretty sure Hillary Clinton knows what a man and a woman are. So she's in a tough position in terms of what she can strategically say. I disagree even with her real argument, though. I think that the far left empirically has done a lot more damage than the far right. I think the far left has historically appealed more to the disaffected white and black working classes than the far right. I mean, this goes back to Sacco and Vanzetti. We've had a long history of communist terrorism in this country. It's just been swept under the radar. When we think about the 1960s, last thing, we think about the Klan. If you're fair-minded and you're on the right, you probably think about the Panthers, too. But we've almost entirely forgotten, like, 240 recruiting stations were bombed. You know, people were shooting cops at random. That's why Afeni Shakur and all those traitors are in Cuba. You know, this went on for years, and it had massive appeal. Like, the Weathermen recruited mostly on college campuses. That's one of the most effective domestic terrorist groups of all time. Now, Bader Meinhof, Ridgard, like, all that's been swept out of history unless you are someone from that era who remembers the body count. And if you bring it up, you'll get sort of an okay boomer reaction. But I would say don't forget.
Let us never forget. And good thing is that Shakur is now dead. So that's good. That's
she's a good communist now.
Yeah. On that note, get the book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good day.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you didn't get that reference, I don't know what to tell you, but that was hysterical. Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, their general manager, Jack Donaldson. These are great people. Family-owned and family-friendly. They are our official car sponsor for the show, and I love the partnership we have with them. Now, a few weeks ago, the president announced a big deal, big investment by Toyota in the United States, and he even said, go out and buy a Toyota. Well, there's never been a better time to buy one from Tri-County Toyota, because you can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 and lease that baby for $229 a month for 39 months, or get rates as low as 2.99 or 3.99% financing. You can check out a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 39 months, or you can buy and get 4.75% financing for 72 months. Just go to tricounty.com and see all the great specials. And if you want to go Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, the Wrap Up the Year sales event is happening right now at Tri-County. So, for example, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited for just $328 a month for 42 months. If you need something bigger, well, that's okay. They got that in stock for you as well. You can get a new 2025 Ram truck, 0% financing for 72 months, or a new 2026 Ram truck, 0% financing for 60 months. Best thing to do is stop in their showroom and say hello. They'll never give you any pressure. They'll take great care of you. And you can say thank you for sponsoring our show, because it means everything. And thank you for their support of our veterans. I told you, I first met Brian and Cheryl Krieger through the Travis Manning Foundation, because they always stepped up and gave incredibly generous contributions to the Travis Manning Foundation, even donating a Jeep for the use of the Travis Manion Foundation. So that's the kind of people they are. You'll see a gigantic American flag between the two dealerships right off of Route 422, tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alrighty, that music can only mean one thing, and one thing only. Philadelphia's own foreign policy and national security expert, former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, the author of the book Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win, and Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security at the Heritage Foundation, Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
That music makes me feel like I'm home, Rich. That's wonderful to hear.
But you're not home, are you?
I am not home.
Such a shame you're not home and you can't see the van that Fox News is sending to my house tonight for me to do my hit from my driveway at 7 to 8 p.m. I was going to invite you over and tailgate, but, you know, that's too bad. So
I think tailgating for Fox Hits would actually be very funny.
Well, I was going to say I would invite my friends over to do that. But knowing my friends, they'll wind up trying to rock the van the entire time and throwing beer cans at it while I'm on the air. So it's not a good idea. So I'm not even going to mention
that. That happens to be in Washington because it's usually very early in the morning. And my building in Washington, some of our inhabitants are a little bit older and they wake up early and they're very concerned about the van. So there has been knocking on the door.
Well, because people think it says Fox News on it, and it doesn't. It's just a dark van. It looks like a spy van. And exactly. At least, you know, at least they could put like Ace Plumbing on it or something to make it a little bit more less obvious. But, you know. So how's Spain?
Spain is amazing. I mean, you know, there's a funny thing going on in Europe right now, which is why we're here, which is countries like Portugal and Spain, which for most of my lifetime have been very leftist, not necessarily communist, but at least socialist, are suddenly trending conservative. They're trending Trump. And the current prime minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, is violently anti-Trump, and it's backfiring on him. He's the only NATO leader who's been saying he will not get to 5%. He can't possibly. It's like everybody else can do it. But somehow Spain, one of the top 10 economies, can't do it. And he's being ostracized because he can't get along with Trump. If I had told you that 2 years ago, everybody would have laughed at me. But no, here you have a European leader being told by the rest of Europe, get along with Trump, get to 5%, make your NATO commitment. It's amazing.
I mean, it's great. And, you know, we saw this with Javier Milei in Argentina. Mm-hmm. And his rise to power there, and he's done remarkable things. I mean, just turning that country around from the failed lefty policies of the predecessors in Argentina. And it's a lesson that we're not learning here in America, because we just elected a socialist mayor of Seattle. This is, you know, we've elected a socialist mayor of New York City. So in many respects, we're not learning these lessons. And I guess maybe countries around the world have figured it out because they hit rock bottom. I mean, you have to hit rock bottom to get a Javier Milei. I hope we don't ever have to have that happen here. But certainly we have a lot of people that are welcoming to the ideas that these other countries around the world are firmly rejecting now, because they saw it uphand. They saw how it doesn't work.
No, and Argentina is a critical case. Dr. Kevin Roberts is the head of the Heritage Foundation, and I went to Argentina last March and met with President Milei, and then he was here a couple of weeks ago, and we did what's called a currency swap with Argentina, which is Argentina had been fiscally so mismanaged that all of his reform efforts that he's been doing in absolute good faith had they kind of reached a crisis. And this is where, if the Treasury Secretary elects that this is a deal we can make to actually make money for the U.S. taxpayer, which I know is a shocking concept, we can do these currency swaps where we are giving them hard currency for their currency. Then when they are stabilized, we swap it back. We made money on this deal, as Secretary Bessent said, in a couple of weeks. It was the smartest thing for us to do to help stabilize Argentina. This was not a bailout. All these people were like, oh, we're bailing out Argentina. Absolutely not. We were making an investment for the U.S. taxpayer in a way that these are dollars we've already paid into the Treasury. And our Treasury Secretary says we can invest these, we can get back a return and help a U.S. ally. It was a brilliant maneuver. And when then we saw that on top of that maneuver, the electoral results in Argentina, the people of Argentina coming in and saying, yes, we support this. We understand we're going to have to take some pain on our part, but we want to get back to fiscal health. This is how we build allies in Latin America for the United States.
Dr. Coates, let's talk about China, if we could. I know you posted something on Twitter. You just wrote, oh, to the discovery of a gold mine in China. So I'm curious to get what your thoughts on that. Also, a story that I read that China using artificial intelligence for cyber attacks now. And I keep thinking about that because we know that this is the game that China's playing, and utilizing AI to do it. And you find this out, and I think of those days where you have something like a major internet outage, and all these companies go dark, and they say it's all because some guy, you know, hit the wrong button on the keyboard, you know, did a backslash instead of a forward slash, and you're like, right. And then you read a story how China is using artificial intelligence for hacking, and you go, maybe it's more that. And if it's not that, then we should certainly be ready for the fact that that's coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, I mean, the gold mine caught my attention because we're seeing record prices for precious metals. So suddenly, you know, as gold hits a new high, China finds a new gold mine. Is this just a coincidence? They never knew it was there before. Suddenly they are about to become a great purveyor of gold. I don't know. Is this Russian gold, perhaps, that they found in a hole in the ground? So I think we need to watch these things. We've been giving China too much of a pass historically when they suddenly discover they have enormous resources in whatever the flavor of the month may be. So I would just keep an eye on that. And then in terms of AI, this is a whole new world in terms of these cyber attacks, where we used to think about groups of people sitting around, you know, in basements doing whatever. Now suddenly you have these, you know, quantum computers that are running all of these simulations, attacking us over and over and over again. And that's why this is so important, that we strengthen our grid, we strengthen all of our domestic infrastructure, and prepare our own offensive AI components. I mean, I don't want to attack anyone this way. This is not my desire, but we have to have the capacity to do it because our enemies are developing that.
Yeah, I know they are. There's no doubt about that. And I'm reminded of that story, and we talked about this when it happened, that very odd and ominous warning, Dr. Coates, that the Chinese, I think it was the ambassador to the United Nations, gave back in December of last year, when they said, by the way, we have the ability to hack into your electrical grid and we can do all these other things. I have to refresh my memory on the story, but you probably know the details of it better than I do.
No, they say this sort of thing all the time, that, oh, well, you know, nice electrical grid you might have there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
No, that's the Italians. I think you're confusing countries here.
Well, they learned their lessons well. But it's that kind of approach, because I don't think anyone in the United States is sitting up nights thinking about how we might attack the Chinese grid. Because I don't care. Live and let live. But they don't think that way. They're thinking about us. They're thinking about, gee, how could we get in there and destroy their Christmas? I mean, there was a reason they talked about cutting off rare earths to the United States 6 weeks from Christmas, because they were trying to cut off our ability to have iPhones and whatnot for the Christmas market. They think that way. And so, unfortunately, we have to start thinking that way. We have to start thinking offensively. And it's all on them. They could change their behavior. That would be great. But if they don't, we have to be ready for this kind of a threat.
Let's talk about something that happened close to home and then something in Alaska. They both have to do with natural gas. The first one is that on Wednesday, the governor signed the budget. And as part of that, the Republicans in Pennsylvania were able to get the state out of REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which is outstanding. That's a great win, something Governor Tom Wolf put us in, something we've talked about many times before as being a way to just drive up energy prices. And the second is the Trump administration announcing a big step toward energy dominance, a massive Alaska liquid natural gas project alliance, as he opens up more of Alaska for drilling. So I think what we're seeing here is two great stories around something that we need to be doing more of, which is liquid natural gas.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, and everybody who's listening to this right now in Pennsylvania, everyone I've talked to so far in Portugal and Spain, all they want is more Pennsylvania natural gas. The more we can produce, the more they will buy. They have the import facilities. They have the processing centers. They are so excited about more specifically Pennsylvania gas coming across the Atlantic to them. So we have a huge market here, and it's so good. And then you look at Alaska and you think about how we can export that Alaskan natural gas to our allies in Japan, in Taiwan, in South Korea, just throughout the Pacific. It's a huge advantage to us. And what is China offering? What are they looking to export in the energy field? I mean, I'm waiting. I mean, it's crickets. They have nothing. And so here we are in this position from both the Atlantic and the Pacific to start just fueling the future. This is a massive advantage to us. And imagine where we were a year ago. None of this was even on the horizon. And now in 1 year under President Trump, we have these options. And our partners on both sides of the globe are so excited, so ready to go, and have, as I said, their future fueled by this. This makes me happier than anything has since the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's a bold statement, Dr. Coates.
It's
a very bold statement. Yeah, no, it makes me happy, too. I mean, had you know, the election gone a different way in New Jersey would have been pulling out of Reggie. We're not going to be doing that now. I doubt it very highly, which is a damn shame. And Republicans don't have the ability in the legislature to force the governor's hand like they do in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I'm glad and great work by the Republicans in the Senate to force Shapiro's hand. He announced his own version of, I don't know if it's Reggie or not, I'm not quite sure, but his own version of something that he wants to do with this. Do you know any details about that?
No, we're watching this closely, and as you may recall, Mr. Coates chairs the Commonwealth Foundation.
Yes,
in,
he does.
In Harrisburg. And so he is actually, as am I, but this is something that the Commonwealth Foundation is on top of and watching closely to prevent the governor from dirty dealing. I know this is not what Governor Shapiro wanted to have happen. He was certainly a proponent of staying in Reggie. So this was a huge victory, but we're going to have to keep after it. And the other thing I would say to all of your listeners in New Jersey is it does not have to be this way. So y'all made the decision you did in the gubernatorial, but let's watch your energy prices. Let's watch all of the things that go on and think about this in a couple years' time, that you might want to make a different choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. I would certainly hope that. Well, I'll let you get back to Spain and enjoying your time there. The Spanish wine, I hear, is pretty good. So, you know.
Well, the crazy thing is the hotel is filled with people who are Commanders and Dolphins fans because the football game is tomorrow night.
That's right. Yeah.
So they're all here.
So are you wearing your Eagles gear, I hope?
I am, and I found Eagles fan, and we had a chant tonight.
All right, my friend, thank you for your time today. Follow Dr. Coates on X and all the platforms, and we'll talk to you next week. Safe trip home.
Sounds like a plan.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dr. Mike Veneria is the sponsor of the big story of the hour. Go see him today and check on those year-end benefits, which could be expiring. You don't want to leave money on the table. So if you have benefits that are expiring, just call his office and see if you can use them for dental work and, you know, get the beautiful smile you deserve. You might as well. But, you know, just call them. They're nice people. They'll walk you through it. And that's a great, great thing as we get ready for our 5 o'clock hour here on the show. We'll talk more about the commies who were elected, some of the outrage around the pulling out of Reggie, by the way, by some of the environmental wackos in Pennsylvania, among other things that we'll be talking about. So don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.